USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Confidence expressed by President Trump as he defends his declaration of a national emergency at the border, now being challenged by at least one lawsuit, with several more expected. The president saying he's confident he will prevail.
I have an absolute right to call national security. We need strong borders. We have to stop drugs and crime and criminals and human trafficking, and we have to stop all of those things that a strong wall will stop.
Independent Senator Bernie Sanders beating other Democratic presidential candidates in fundraising just hours after he announces. The Vermont senator's campaign says it's raised more than $3.3 million from 120,000 donors since Sanders announced his campaign yesterday morning. That's more than double the amount raised by the previous top fundraiser, California Senator Kamala Harris. This is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Hey, Tony Jones here. The new year's finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
A lot of volunteers, including some from church groups in America, may be used to get that humanitarian aid into Venezuela. Here's more from USA Radio's John Clemens.
State Department Deputy Spokesperson Robert Palladino says the U.S. is committed to get food, water, and medical supplies to Venezuelans despite what is going on with the Maduro regime.
Millions of Venezuelans are starving and suffering, frankly, while a small handful at the top of the Maduro regime continue to plunder the nation into poverty and death.
Palladino called on those individuals to think of their own people and to think of their own futures.
President Trump rejecting a report that he was seeking a change in the investigation into his former lawyer, Michael Cohen. A New York Times report claims Trump was asking the former acting attorney general, Matt Whitaker, if he could put a U.S. attorney general who was friendly to Trump in charge of the Cohen probe. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
PETA is catching a lot of heat for a tweet it sends out that appears to celebrate the death of fashion designer Karl Lagerfeld. The animal rights group posting the tweet yesterday, less than an hour after the 85-year-old German designer's death. PETA founder Ingrid Newkirk tweeting, "Karl Lagerfeld has gone, and his passing marks the end of an era when fur and exotic skins were seen as covetable. PETA sends condolences to our old nemesis's loved ones." End quote. People on social media accusing PETA of being cold, disrespectful, and cruel. Just after the death of the sailor photographed kissing a woman in Times Square at the end of World War II, someone vandalizes a statue commemorating that iconic photograph, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Only 2 days after George Mendoza died in Rhode Island, Sarasota police say they're looking for whoever spray-painted the words "Me Too" on the left leg of the nurse he was shown kissing. The statue exactly recreates the moment in Times Square. Investigators say there were no witnesses or any surveillance video. The kiss itself was a spontaneous act that celebrated the end of the war. The statue has been a Sarasota landmark for a decade. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.